Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Be able to call in and those who are participating.
participating in the various ministries. We just say to God be the glory. For truly, it's an awesome thing to see how God has continued to bless us and how you are continuing to participate in this ministry with us. We're in this thing together, and we just want to let everyone know, because we're in it together, that we all have to just hang in there. You know, that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight is knowing that you're not by yourself, knowing that you're in it, and that there's someone somewhere, somehow, that's going to be able to help you. You just have to continue to seek the resources in order to get it, in order to get where you need it. Really want people to understand that you're not by yourself in this world. You know, a lot of times people will get down and get depressed because they think that they're by themselves. They think that they're all alone. And, you know, depression is a terrible thing. It can take you down to a low part in your life where you think that all hope is lost and all hope is gone. But there are resources out here that will allow people to get the help they need to learn how to deal with things in difficult situations. And, you know, so what we are asking people tonight is to call in and just share their story of possibly how someone helped them in a difficult situation, or someone that they help in difficult situations, to let that person or individual know that they weren't by themselves. And, you know, there's so many times where you see people going through things, and you see people on the side of the road broke down, or you see, you know, a child that's lost, or you know, someone struggling with something in a parking lot on the mall or somewhere, and you just out of the goodness of your heart, out of a sense of you know, I know someone needs some help, and then, you know, you provide that help. And, you know, we're just trying to see if those days are gone, or do those days still exist? Do the days still exist where we are the individual or the individuals that just, you know, volunteer, not want anything back, we go and to say, hey, you're not in this by yourself. You're struggling trying to get this up in here, and let me give you a hand to put it up in here, and you don't owe me a dime. Where's that gone? I know they used to say with the ladies that when the guys used to open a door for them, or there's the old, you know, TV adage where the guy would put his coat down over a puddle, or the old thought of, you know, helping the older lady across the street, and even in our metro here in the D.C. metropolitan area, where people are actually, you're asking them to give up their seat for someone who might be handicapped or pregnant or whatever on the metro. And, you know, those type of things are letting people know that they're not in it alone, and that there are people out there that are, you know, going to be considerate, going to be concerned about someone else's well-being other than their own. So if you want to be a part of that conversation or just discussion tonight, you can call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569, and we'll get you in the queue when you hear that cue, that prompt. If you want to be a part of the conversation, make sure you press the number one. Make sure you press the number one. That will give us an indication in the studio that you want to be a part of the conversation. You know, that's what we're talking about tonight, letting people know that they're not alone by doing the things that will exemplify to them that there are people out here that are willing to help, that are willing to do, you know, what it takes to give them a hand. And, you know, sometimes it's months and months and months before you see anybody do that. And, you know, you might be the only one doing it, but believe me, it makes a difference when you are doing it to let people know that, you know, people around them care. They're not in it by themselves. People around them are willing to step forward, willing to, you know, put their stuff on the side for a second, and willing to, you know, give someone a helping hand. One of the things that I used to, when I was working certain hours, I used to do quite often coming out of Washington, D.C., is to give people directions on how to get out of Washington, D.C. to get it to a certain place in the metropolitan area. And a lot of times if you're in the meat of the city, it's difficult to get your bearings straight or know exactly which would be the best way to get out of town to avoid the traffic. And so what I found myself doing is when people would ask for directions, is actually going out of my way to drive them, and they would follow me to get them out of town and get them, you know, where they needed to go. And you know, just those little things, you know, something like that is what I call those random act of kindness, random acts of kindness, where you are doing something, you don't have to do it, but you do it because someone is in need, and you feel compelled to help that person, and you're doing it out of the ability to say, hey, this person needs help. I'm going to show up. I'm going to help out, and you know I'm going to do it because you know they're my fellow man, and you know my fellow man needs my help to let them know that they're not in this thing alone. And, you know, all of us have testimonies of where we've helped people. And I believe all of us have, you know, testimonies of how people have helped us, how people have, you know, just they didn't have to do it, but they did. And, you know, that's what we want, you know, everyone to just take a listen tonight and give us a call, 347-324-5569, and let us know how, you know, you helped someone or someone helped you and you felt glad that they were around or that they were there to help participate. That's what we really need a lot more of in our communities. I think, again, our communities will experience a lot more wellness if people begin to do more random acts of kindness that let other people know that, you know, they weren't in it alone. And that's the thing is you can endure the storm, but you can endure the trials and the tribulations, as the Word of God teaches us. You can endure more if you know that you're not in it by yourself, that you have someone else that's rowing in the boat with you. A lot of times if you have a difficult journey to go in the boat and it seems like it's impossible for you to get there, if there's more than one person rowing in the boat, that will give you that much more incentive, give you that much more encouragement because you know that someone's rowing with you. And not just rowing with you, but rowing in the right direction. Because sometimes you get in the boat and rowing in the wrong direction. But when you have someone to help you to row in the right direction, it helps out with that discouragement. It helps out with that wanting to give up, helping with that wanting to just surrender and be overcome by the situation. When you have someone helping you, it gives you a better outlook on what the outcome can be, because you got people working with you, and it makes a difference. So, you know, we appreciate, you know, everyone that's worked with us here at Pastors Aid CDC, and you know, it's a blessing to see so many people help out, participate. You know, Rev B, and also on Friday, on a Thursday night, Sheila G and Pastor G from the New Birth Baptist Church. They come in, and it makes the task of broadcasting on the days that we broadcast, it makes it a little easier when we all are working together. And so, you know, we never want to get to the point where, you know, someone is just pulling the whole thing, or someone is just doing the whole thing, but we need help from each other. And so we definitely want to make sure we're giving each other help. Also, we want to make sure that we are beginning to do that to other people. Again, like what I was talking about, you know, there's times where I see young fellas on the metro that, you know, they have this attitude that it's all about them, and, you know, they all sit where they want to sit, you know, even though the seats up front and closer to the door are designated for, you know, handicapped persons. They will disrespect and disregard that because they just want to sit there behind them, and they could care less about anybody else. But, you know, that attitude needs to be nipped in the bud, you know, whether it's from a parent or a guardian or one of their peers, to, you know, say that's just pure ignorance to see a pregnant woman or to see an elderly person who, you know, needs to have a seat, and or with a small child needs to have a seat, and here's a big, strong, you know, young adult, teenager, who's just plain ignorant, who won't give up the seat. And, you know, those people that are riding the bus to receive this, they should, you know, just, you know, talk to the person and say, hey, you know, you see this young lady or this elderly person, you know, be you know, a grateful young person, and give that person your seat. I mean, a lot of times the rides on the metro are not that long. You know, most of the time people are, you know, in a journey where they know when they can sit down, they know when they can stand up, they know when they're getting off. So it's, you know, it's pretty much, you know, people have their transportation mapped out for them. But to see, you know, these young people just, you know, disrespect everybody, themselves, you know, the manager, the people that are getting on, the transit authority, to, you know, do that is losing the narrative that we're not in this alone. You know, that gives the narrative that someone is in a situation where they are, you know, acting like they're the only one in the train, or the only one on the train, or the only one, you know, that has paid their money and they need to sit down. They're acting in a very selfish way, and, you know, that's not what makes our world very pleasant. That's not what makes our country very pleasant. What makes our world and our country a pleasant or well place to live in is people working together, people doing random acts of kindness, people helping out when they don't have to be helped out, when they don't have to ask to be helped out. I had a time where my neighbor needed something installed or lifted up in their kitchen. You know, just came over and went over and helped them lift it and helped them install it, and don't, you know, didn't charge them anything. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they needed help. They needed, you know, to get, I think it was their stove that they needed to get in, the way the kitchen was designed. They had to lift the stove up and hook up the gas and push the stove back. And, you know, my neighbor, he was a strong man, but he couldn't get to the point where he could lift it up by himself. And he didn't have the skill to be able to, you know, hook up the gas line. So knocked on my door and, you know, came over, lifted up, hooked up the gas line, and that was it. You know, and, you know, these are the things that we should really, really be starting to do more. We really should be gearing up. That if I start off doing these random acts of kindness and letting people know that they're not by themselves, then it will get contagious. One of the things I want to teach my son is that we get about 3 or 4 snows up here that are significant accumulation every year. And what I've done with my son is we bought a snow thrower, and he goes around, and he, you know, we have measurable amounts of snow. He makes some money by cleaning people's driveways off. But at my parents' house, we go over there, we clean the house next to, we clean my parents' house off and the two neighbors next door. And, you know, it's just a thing of random acts of kindness that you're just doing it because you know they're elderly, and you know that they need their, you know, sidewalk and driveway cleared off, and you just go over there and you do it, and it's a thing where, you know, you're not looking for anything. It's just the right thing to do, to know that you have elderly people in the house. You know, you have elderly people that are trapped in by the snow, elderly people that can't get out. It's dangerous for them. So you go in and you clear the sidewalk, you clear the driveway, you even clean off their cars, you know, get to the point where they can get in and out of their driveway. You know, we'll spend, you know, a couple, few hours over there, you know, just doing that. And it's a thing where you need it, you know it needs to be done. It's the right thing to do. And you just do it, and to let them know that, you know, they're not here by themselves. You know, it would take them forever to, you know, clean off the car and dig out and be able to be mobile. So this is just something, you know, that we do, and it's amazing how those type of little things that you do make a difference in people's lives. You know, it's amazing to think about, you know. Those are the people, my neighbors, that when I was growing up, they were looking out for me when I was a small child. And that's what I was telling my son, is that, you know, those neighbors, you know, when we wanted our sleds fixed or our bikes fixed or patches in our tires or our chains, you know, fixed and put on our bikes or our training wheels or, you know, the little seats and handlebars needed to be adjusted and little mini bikes or whatever. Those are the people, the neighbors, or we needed a babysitter or somebody to watch us. Those were the people, the neighbors that, you know, would take care of us and, you know, look out for us in those areas. And so now, you know, we go back to the neighborhood and they're older now. And so now they need, you know, us to reciprocate and to begin to help them out. Because there's certain things that they can't do, but they never charged a dime. They always were looking out for us. They were always trying to help us. And you know, now that they can't do it, you know, it's time for us to let them know that they're not by themselves. You know, where when we were growing up, you know, they let us know that we were in a neighborhood full of people that cared, and that you know, we weren't by ourselves, and that, you know, we can knock on practically any door. And someone would help us, and someone would make sure that, you know, we got what we needed, or what was needed was taken care of, or they pointed us in the right direction. And so that's what, you know, this show is all about, is just saying, hey, you know, what have people done? What have you done to let people know that, you know, or someone let you know that you aren't by yourself, and that they did some type of random act of kindness to help you out. You know, you see sometimes the neighbors are you know, with their leaves or you know, some project or something, and you just step in and you just kind of help out. It's just the right thing to do. Someone you see has a flat tire, and you know, they got two kids, you know, standing on the guardrail, on the other side of the guardrail, and you know, the mom is there, you know, struggling to get the spare tire out and how to, you know, get the bad tire on. It's just a thing where it should be a natural process to say, hey, this is my fellow man, my fellow woman. Let me take the steps, you know, out of my day to help this person to get their tire, to get their car or vehicle back on track, because, you know, this is the key part. You know, there's going to come a time where we're going to need someone to help us with something. And not to say that we're doing it because, you know, it's you know, preparation for someone to help us, but it's doing it because it's the right thing to do. And you do it because it's the right thing to do, because, you know, you would want someone to do that for your mother or your sister or your kids or, you know, anyone that's related to you. You would want them to do that for you. And so because you would want them to do that for you, you know, you never would be around. But, you know, you could have helped them, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And here they are now, you know, reciprocating, helping you and you have blasphemed, you know, so many years ago. And that's usually the way it works. You put up on the front end, and then you get a little something on the back end. And sometimes you're not even expecting it, you know, not even expecting the blessing on the back end. But you do it because it is something that you know that needs to be done. And I found out when you do it, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good about your character. It makes you feel good about your personality. It makes you feel good about how you help someone. You know, it's just a good feeling to know that, you know, you let that person know that they weren't in it by themselves, that there are some genuine good people, blessed people that want to come and to help you. And, you know, it spreads. You know, it spreads quickly when people start seeing people do that. And I think that we need to be continual and perpetual when we start doing those things, because, believe it or not, it, like I said, it's contagious, and other people will begin to start doing it. And what you find out is it doesn't cost you a lot. It doesn't cost you out of your pocket. It just costs you a little bit of time, you know. I know everybody's time is important. I know everybody's time is valuable. But, you know, a little bit of time in the grand scheme of things to help someone out in your community, help someone out in time of need, is always something that, you know, should be in our character as human beings that we want to do. We want to express a concern for each other, that we are willing to do these random acts of kindness. All right, we are getting ready to take a break, but if you want to be a part of the conversation after the break, you can call at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569, and we will be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Helping people and doing random acts of kindness and letting them know that you're not in the situation alone can begin to change people and give people a different outlook on life and a different outlook on the situation where, you know, they will pull away from the sense of depression, but go to a sense of empowerment, go to a sense of strength, a place of strength and empowerment where they can say, hey, you know, this might be difficult, but, you know, I'm not in this thing alone. I have, you know, support here, and, you know, with, by the grace of God, I can get through this thing. And, you know, it's a great human characteristic to help each other. Let me slow down there again. It's a great human character that we've been given, that we can have a sense that we want to help each other. There were studies done with infants, and they watched infants, and they would give infant a test, or a toddler, should you say, a test as far as trying to accomplish something that required two people, or they needed assistance to get it done. And over again, when the child showed a need for assistance, another child would, without being prompted, without being told, immediately observe the situation and come and pitch in and give a helping hand so that the other child can be successful. And it was amazing because they showed it on TV. It was a child trying to climb up on a chair. There another child saw that the child was struggling to get up on the chair. So that child got up and helped that other child get up in the chair. And it was just a thing of, you know, he didn't have to do it. Nobody told him to do it. But whatever was in his makeup, knew that this was the right thing to do to get up and to help this other child to get in the chair. And, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize, just like that child, they didn't even realize it. He just did it because it was spontaneous and spontaneity to know that this, they can see that person struggled. And you know, when they saw that person struggling, he just got up and, you know, gave him a hand up, and that person, that child was able to be successful in what they were doing. And so it's in us to do it. We were born with it. If these toddlers and these young people know how to do it, but the question is, why isn't it done more often? Why aren't we, you know, getting involved with letting people know that they're not alone? Why aren't we getting involved with, you know, by ourselves? Why are we not getting involved, and why aren't we, you know, taking more, you know, active roles in being that person that actually goes out and actually does the random acts of kindness, the random acts of help to those that are around us? It's like when someone is again, we go back to the metro, on the metro platform. It may be handicapped or something, and, you know, the train's coming, and, you know, the person is in the background, and people, you know, push people aside, so, you know, that handicapped person can get on the train. It's something about doing the right thing. It's something about doing these things that lets us know that there's a characteristic in our community, in our humanness, that is really, really special. It's really, really special. And, again, I know all of our very fine listeners have had moments where people just say, okay, go ahead, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. You know, you can go ahead and do it, or you can have it. It's okay. I'm not worried about it. And you saw that person's need, and you were there to help that person in their time of need. And it's amazing how many people do it, but it's also amazing how many people don't do it. For whatever reason, they won't get involved. There's a tragic story in Arlington County in the Roslyn area in Virginia, happened back in the summer, where a person was beaten, and then struck my bus left there to die. And the person eventually died, but, you know, every store, every business establishment has cameras facing out front now. But they watched these cameras from the stores that were in the area, and they watched the man get hit, beat up. They watched him get hit by, it was a bus. But the troubling part was the number of people that just walked by the man when he was there. He was on the ground, bleeding, hurt. The number of people that just walked past. It was amazing. I think they counted like 24 people walked by. Man, one person did stop and make a phone call. But, you know, one person out of about 24 people is not a good number. And you know, do they have cell phones? Everybody has a cell phone. You know, they have trained, corporate training. Everyone has CPR training. But no one stopped to immediately get down and check his pulse or his vitals or ask if there are any next of kin that need to be called or husband or wife or whatever. And he just kept walking right on by. Amazing. I'm still amazed that they walked right on by. They didn't stop. Didn't say, hey, buddy, you okay? You know, nothing. And you wonder, you know, it's still there, but, you know, where is it? Where has it gone? You know, is chivalry dead for young men? Do they believe in opening the car door for their wives now? Do they believe defending the household? Do they believe that? Do men think that it's okay to open the car door? Do you know men think that it's okay to, you know, get to the point where you're defending your household? Is it something that you are doing? Is it something that we see this is a part of me or who I should, you know, who I should be and what I should be doing? And so, you know, that's the conversation that we're having tonight. If you want to be a part of it, you can call in at 347-324-5569. Again, the number is 347-324-5569. We're going to try to get some folk on the phone and talk to us about this very interesting topic tonight of letting people know that they're not in it by themselves. And, you know, one of the things we like to, you know, piggyback on from Friday night was seeing the young people support each other. And when you see young people support each other, it's an amazing thing. I'm going to try to get folk on the line to see if they can tell us, you know, about what they thought about the young people supporting each other on this past Friday night on our youth explosion that we had. See if we can get some folk to respond, to answer their phones. I know it's Sunday evening. It's overcast and rainy in the metropolitan area, and I know some folks probably sleeping in or a little sleepy, but we can wake some folks up and see if they can give us some insight on what they thought about the youth, helping the youth in our youth explosion this past Friday. Let's see if we can get someone on the line here and see what's going on. See what's going on.
Hello.
Hello, Misha.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. We're on the radio tonight and was talking about people letting people know that they're not in it by themselves and how it's a lot easier to get the task done when you realize you're not in it by yourself. that I was mentioning on the radio tonight, how the young people really supported themselves, supported each other on Friday night, and just wanted to get your take on, you know, how young people or people in general feed off each other when they realize they're not in it by themselves. You know, just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Okay, so yeah, coming up in a house, well, with children of my own and my nieces and nephews, just being able to let them know that they have each other. They don't have to, you know, be against each other, but more so to help each other in every endeavor in life is an awesome thing. And just reassuring them that it's okay to go through your trials and tribulations, you know, because even me as a child, I shut myself down and didn't want help from anybody. But once I got to know people that were not against me but were able to help me and reassure me that I could trust them, then it was easy for me to hold on to them. And that's my goal, even with the young people today, just being able to let them know that I love them and I want to make sure that they're okay and they're able to reach out to somebody for some help is my goal. And just being able to pull them together this past Friday and them showing each other love was so awesome.
It was, and it was like they were feeding off each other. It's like they were helping each other as they were going through their various ministries. That's what I noticed, and it was an awesome thing to see how, you know, the youth, they just constantly were, like, you know, encouraged by the other youth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's what I want for them, to be encouraged by each other, and hold each other's hand, lift each other up. Because without each other, they're destined to fall, and I don't want that to happen. I need them to stay up on top and move upward, you know, in everything that they do.
What did you think about the men of praise today during our worship service? Did you get a chance to see that?
The men of praise are awesome. They are awesome. I just pray that God will just continue to use them in a mighty way, and that they will continue to allow God to use them. And every time they mime, I see that the Lord is working tremendously in their lives. But I just want them to let go and let God, because God has something special in place for them. They just have to be willing to receive it. They have to come and accept it with open arms, open hands, and just accept it.
It's amazing just to see how, you know, even with, you know, them performing, even with this performing on Friday, you know, just the fact that people are around them, you know, encouraging them and cheering them on, it makes a difference. And I think that all of us need someone around us cheering and egging us on and encouraging us on. To let you know that you're not anybody's self, because sometimes it's tough, you know, when you're by yourself.
Yep, I agree, especially being young black men in today's society. They need as much encouragement as they can get. The young ladies are going to get the encouragement, whether negative or positive. They're going to get some kind of encouragement, but the boys, on the other hand, they won't get it. They'll get somebody to say, you're not going to be able to do this and you're not going to make it, but it's us, the ones that really believe and know that they can make a difference and they can succeed, that will, you know, make a difference in these young men's lives.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to switch gear a little bit. Earlier we were talking about how, you know, doing random acts of kindness toward people, you know, it's something that you know, it's an excellent quality to have, where you do something for someone and you don't expect anything back. And, you know, I was given the illustration of when it snows, how my son and myself, we go over to my parents' house and clear off the snow, off the cars, the house, the sidewalks, and then we go to each neighbor on each side and do it for them. You know, not looking for any conversation. just random acts of kindness because it's the right thing to do. And
right.
Wanted to know that, you know, if you ever, I'm sure you have, you know, done, you know, just random acts of kindness, let people know that you were concerned, that they weren't by themselves, you know, whether it was an elderly relative or a neighbor or something, something that you just done where you didn't have to do it, but you did it, you know, because it was the right thing to do.
Exactly. And I'm often in a position where I am, you know, performing that kind of duty. It's not something that I'm obligated to do. I just do it because
mm-hmm.
that's me. And because God allowed me to have, I would just bless somebody else. No, I'm not better than anybody. Never have proclaimed to be better than anybody. However, I do want to see somebody else move forward ahead in
mm-hmm.
their lives with whatever I can help them with. Not only with what I can help them with, but if I know of any other resources
mm-hmm.
where they can, you know, benefit from those things, you know, I make those things known as well, because that's what I'm here for. You know, it's not just
mm-hmm.
for me to hold on to for myself, because it's not about me at the end of the day. It's about being able to help somebody else who does not have or is in need.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how does that make you feel as a person that you are able to help, you know, do these random acts of kindness? What does that bring a sense about in your life? What does that bring about?
It gives me joy knowing that I can, you know, be of some kind of assistance to somebody
mm-hmm.
else, because
mm-hmm.
I know that God did it for me, and that's what He placed me here for, to do it for somebody else. He didn't want me to take everything and keep it to myself. He said, go out and tell somebody else. And so that's
mm-hmm.
what I do.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I tell people, we see it all the time, that you know, people do it all the time. But there is a portion of our society that are selfish, and they won't even consider elderly people.
Exactly.
And seniors. And ride the metro, and people won't even get up, you know, for a pregnant lady or an elderly or a handicapped
mm-hmm.
person.
I agree.
And, you know, it's kind of discouraging, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we keep doing the right thing and people doing the right thing, I believe it's contagious. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, eventually people's hearts will be changed to continue to do the right thing. Sort of like if you were walking to the mall, and, you know, the door is there, and you see someone walking beside you or behind you. And you
mm-hmm.
just stop and open the door and let them go first.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's just something simple like that. The same thing
yeah.
with the elevator. Get on the elevator. Just stop and let someone get out first or get on first.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. And I'll just break it out, take it a little bit more simpler than that. I know
mm-hmm.
as children, as a child, I was brought up to speak to everybody. Nowadays,
mm-hmm.
you can walk past somebody and speak, and they don't even speak back. They don't even acknowledge the fact that you have spoken
I
to
know.
Them. And that's the act of kindness there, because I didn't
right.
have to do it. I did it anyway, because that's the God in me, and that's how I was brought up. And so, you know, a lot of people go unnoticed, and,
mm-hmm.
and somebody needs to be spoken to. You know, somebody may need a hug, but
right.
a lot of times it goes unnoticed because of how somebody else is feeling, or, you know, if they just don't want to be bothered, you know.
Right. And you know, it's something that, like you said, as children, you know, we were taught that, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that we should encourage, you know, young men, if you can, open the door for the young lady, let the young lady go forward, help the older senior across the street, you know,
mm-hmm.
any type of thing like that. But it seems that there's a certain part of society where there's laws and people
mm-hmm.
aren't doing it anymore. But that means that
right.
we have to, you know, give more effort to do it. So
mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about tonight, and I just want to reach out to you and get your thoughts on those things. Again, we appreciate you organizing the Youth Explosion on Friday. It was just awesome, 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 awesome.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
We really look forward to it every time you do it.
No worries.
The people that are participating are a blessing, and we just want to say to God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're not going to hold you any longer. Let you get back to what you were doing. Appreciate you talking.
All right.
All right. God
bless. All right. Have a good night.
All right. Bye. And, again, we are having this conversation about, you know, letting other people know that you're not by yourself, you're not in this thing by yourself, and we just want to let you know you can get in on the conversation tonight. If you give us a call at 347-324-5569, that's 347-324-5569, and you know, this whole thing of you know, having the pride where you don't, you know, want anybody to help, or you don't think you need anybody's help, pretty much it's about time out for that. Because somewhere along the line, all of us are going to need some help. Somewhere along the line, all of us need some help. And, you know, we really have to get to the point where we are understanding that nobody's in this thing by themselves. The Bible teaches that there's no man that lives to himself and no man dies to himself. So we have to understand that we all need each other. Looks like we have a caller on the line, so we can get them to tune in real quick. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, Pastor Kason. This is Minister Lindsay.
Good evening, Minister Lindsay. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I was just talking to Sister Fetway this evening about how we need to look out for each other, and how the world and society needs random acts of kindness that we do toward each other. And we were talking about how the young people were encouraging each other on Friday night, and how important it is for us to encourage the young people, and that they encourage each other.
That's really true, Pastor. It's very important that we encourage and also exalt one another, build each other up, because that's where the strength lies. There's strength in unity.
Yes, it is.
So in order for us to be strong as a Christian family, a Christian body, and a church, we do have to encourage one another and support one another.
Mm-hmm. And let me, while I got you on the line, Minister Lindsay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you use the public metro and the train and the bus in the D.C. area, have there been occasions where I think they're designated handicapped spaces or spaces closer to the front, or even just seating in general? Have you witnessed where people who are more, I would say, physically fit have given their seats up to the elderly or the handicapped or the people with special needs? Have you ever witnessed that?
Yes, I have, Pastor. And, you know, it really makes you feel good when you see people do that. Even some of the teens, you know, have given up their seats, as well as, you know, very other ages, and which is really good. And because it lets you know that people still concern about one another.
Mm-hmm.
And even there are times when people have offered me, you know, to give me a seat, and I tell them, no, that's okay. You know, I can stay for a little while, you know.
Because
I know they understand, too. You know, I know they're tired, too, you know. And, so, yes, there are some. And then on the other hand, there are some that will not give up their seats, you know. They they refuse to. They feel like I pay my money. You know, this is my seat, and you know I'm entitled to it. And, you know, it's nothing you can say. You know, if that's the way they feel, that's the way they feel. But there are so many. I would say it's more people that give up their seats than people that sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you see an elder person, a person with disability, or you know, or children, or whatever.
And that's good to know that there's still some decent people out there, and everybody's not bad. It says a lot for that person's character. And we were talking tonight, saying it's just the right thing to do. It's just the right
thing
to do. And you know, if more people just did the right thing, I think our communities would be a whole lot better if we would just take that little bit of time and say, hey, you know, it's only going to take me a few minutes, or I can just have a couple more stops to go. This woman's pregnant, has a little child, this person's elderly, struggling with walk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me give them my seat so, you know, they can be comfortable and it's just the right thing, and it makes you feel good about yourself when you do the right thing.
It certainly does, and it also reflects that you have some home training that you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I often think about would I want someone to treat my mom like that or my father like that?
Exactly.
And so we never know. We're not going to be young all our lives, and we're not going to be healthy all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day we might be in a situation where we really want someone to show us some kindness.
Yes.
And sometimes people are not treated really well because they're not kind to people when they had the opportunity to be kind
mm-hmm.
to people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful how we treat people, you know.
Sometimes
that comes back on us.
Absolutely, and it's not. I was talking earlier tonight. It's not that hard to do. It's not going to take that much effort, and we're really not going out of our way to do it. What the earlier caller was saying is just to speak when someone speaks to you. Someone says good morning, just to say good morning.
That's true. And sometimes I've gone past people, and because, you know, sometimes you have different things on your mind. And then
mm-hmm.
I say, you know what, I should have spoke to that person, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not an intentional thing, but sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, our mind is focused somewhere else. But, you know, I think when you sort of set the tone, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
people, sometimes they might not feel good, or they just having a bad morning or a bad day.
Right,
and sometimes
right.
just speaking to them or smiling, you know, can make a difference.
It sure does. It sure does. And I think, you know, the more and more, you know, we as people, we as a society began to start, you know, considering, you know, the Bible says considering people more highly than you or
mm-hmm.
or considering others before yourself. You know, that's a kingdom principle. That's a biblical principle. And, you know, it's something that doesn't hurt you. And that's what I tell people. You know, being kind, being considerate doesn't hurt you at all. In fact, it will help you. It will
mm-hmm.
Benefit you in the long run, because, like you said, we're not getting any younger, and there's going to come a time where we're going to need assistance from someone else in our old age if God blesses us to live through our older age.
This is true. So true.
Well, Miss Liz, I didn't mean to ask you all those questions. I know you wanted to call in.
Okay,
I didn't know you wanted to give the text and the title of today's sermon.
Yes, I did wanted to share, and it was a very good message. You always give us good message, food for thought, and it was from Romans 8:18,
mm-hmm.
and the title of the service is Already Done. And one of the things that you really stressed with us was to that God wanted to make us over,
yeah.
and He wanted us to be more like Him, and
yeah.
He wanted us to be back to that glorified state. And so
yeah.
He is constantly his purpose is to. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing power of the Holy Spirit and His Son, Jesus Christ, is to
Amen.
Work on us every day. And it's
yeah.
it's a process. The sanctification
mm-hmm.
is an everyday process. And when we submit and surrender to God, then the Holy Spirit can work on us. And
right.
the more He work on us, the more we begin to look like God, act like
yeah.
God, think like God, and want to be like God. And when we reach that perfection, then God would take us away. But as long as we live and allow the Holy Spirit to work on us, He is going to continue to work on us. But we have to surrender over to His will and to God's purpose.
All right, that's a good message. You preach that thing again. That's a good message.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Give God all the glory.
Yeah, that word.
So,
that word.
He's just merciful. He's so merciful.
Yeah, that word is good. I like that. We're not going to hold you. We appreciate
okay,
you calling
Pastor.
In.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great week.
You.
All right, talk to you later.
Have a blessed night now. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right. We We say to God be the glory. That's already done. That's great, great word. Sometimes when you preach it, it affects you. It's like you're preaching to yourself sometimes. And it's good that members remember the message and the details that you put out there. And, you know, again, it's just something where they let you know that you're not in it by yourself and that someone's in your corner and someone's pulling for you. So if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, you can call in 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and you can be a part of the conversation. But we're going to take a break for about 2 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you. Make the effort to
somebody along the way. You know, if you see something that needs to be done, just, you know, get in there and do whatever you need to do. It doesn't take a whole lot of energy. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort. Just get in there and do what you need to do. And, you know, when you do that, you will begin to start seeing the changes in the people that you do it for and changes in yourself, which is, you know, generating a change in your community. Let's see if we can get someone else on the line so we can get Overseer Ross on the line. She was laying out a vision for the D.C. metropolitan area this past Saturday. Is this Pastor Ross?
Hello?
Pastor Ross? It's Pastor Kayson.
Yes, it is.
This is Pastor Kayson. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Wanted to ask you a couple of questions. We're on the radio tonight. I wanted to know if I could ask you a question.
Oh, wow. Kind of woke me up. Okay.
you were in your sleep zone?
Yes, I was.
If it's not a good time, we'll call you back.
Hello? I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me a little bit. What did you say, Kayson?
I said, if it's not a good time, we'll call you back.
Can you kind of caught me kind of off for a minute here?
Okay, well, we'll call you back. We just wanted to see if you could share with us what the vision you and Bishop were laying out yesterday, and was how you were trying to help the. Yeah, just trying to help the metropolitan area out with this great vision that you had.
Yeah. Okay. Are you on the air now?
Yes, we are.
You're a funny case. That's why I love you.
we love you back.
You wanted to know what the vision was that we were talking about for Praise Covenant.
Yes, because what we're talking about tonight is how, you know, we want everyone to know that you're not in this thing by yourself, and the vision that you and Bishop laid out were, you know, bringing to bear for the church ministries in the D.C. metropolitan area, of how you would bring all of these resources together of people that have, you know, certain thing in the body of Christ, and to let people in ministry to know that they're not by themselves and that they don't have to reinvent the wheel. And just wanted you to share a little bit about that with us. So we want to try to, you know, get this out, you know, over the airways so people can see what's coming down the road with a Praise Covenant.
Well, basically what we're looking at is right now in this 20th century, people are burning out, especially pastors. And the burnout has a lot to do with the fact that we are attempting to do it all, and we don't have to attempt to do it all. When God placed the body there, he placed the body with all the pieces that it needed, and we need to become joint together so that we can become that one body. And what we're looking at is if we could bring churches together and establish a network that says, I'm in need of this, but this particular church has it, so there's no sense in me trying to reduplicate that. I can use that church to do that. And if we learn to share what we already have, it takes the burden off of us as well as our congregation. D.C. has a lot of churches and the PG County area with gifted and talented individuals. And
absolutely,
we spend a lot of time going outside of the kingdom of God, number one, and then burning down people that are in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're attempting to do now is to deal with the collaboration here. If you have an excellent leadership program, then I can use your leadership program. We need to get rid of this thing we have that we're plagiarizing everybody. This is the word of God. This is God's material. It's not ours.
All right. I love that.
If we get rid of that and realize the kingdom will grow if we will learn to share. You know, and if I can take your leadership program and bring it into my church, then my people can grow. That's less that pastor has to try to study, try to learn, try to come up with lesson plans. If you've got it, let's learn to share.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we
mm-hmm.
have to realize that when you look at the fact that Christ shared everything he had, he shared him, he gave himself up.
Yeah.
And we're holding on to what we consider our gift. It's not ours. He gave it to us, but it's still his.
I love that.
And we're
looking
to bring the body of Christ together. We're disjointed. And what we're trying to do is to pull churches together. In fact, even from our meeting on yesterday, just
mm-hmm.
with the launching, I've already had one church to email me and tell me, look, I've got some baskets coming in for Thanksgiving. I want to put
mm-hmm.
that out there for the rest of the churches that were there on yesterday.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
To be able to share them with some families that need it. Because otherwise what happens?
That.
This church gets the baskets. They have to go look for people. Well, we've got a network that says, I've got someone that needs that. And we're learning to share. This is just out of yesterday.
Just out of yesterday.
No.
That's what I'm talking
and,
about.
Man. Yeah. You know, so this is basically what Bishop Heber Brown in Edgemere, who is the presiding prelate from Praise Covenant Interdenominational Fellowship, this is what we're trying to do with the District of Columbia and PG County. Just pull us all together. You know, we're not trying to, my whole thing is we're not trying to come into anyone's church. We're trying to give this information to pastors so
mm-hmm.
that pastors can do this for their own congregations.
Exactly.
You know, we've got a contact now from Whitman Walker Clinic. They are willing to come out and bring their van and do individual testing in communities. Okay,
mm-hmm.
here's the avenue we can give to the rest of the churches. Then you don't have
right.
to study up on AIDS. You don't have to go through all of that as a pastor. You've got a network that says, here it is. You know, so
and,
this is what we're trying to do.
What is the name of the network, again, Pastor, that you're developing?
It's the Pastor's Inquiry Network.
Pastor's Inquiry Network. That's a great
uh-huh.
a great vision, and you know I'm excited about it, and you know that's one of the reasons why I called it. I didn't mean to wake you up.
That's okay. I've got to learn to share my sleep too. It's all right. It's all right.
It
burns my heart because I'm watching pastors burn out.
Yeah,
I'm really watching us burn out because we are trying to do it all.
And that's
and
what our conversation. That's what our conversation is tonight, to let people know you're not in it by yourself. You're not.
No.
You know, nobody's in it by themselves. And we want to encourage people to, you know, get connected and pray.
It's interesting that, yeah, and it's interesting that you're saying that because the sermon today came from the end of the Great Commission. We always grab hold to the Great Commission, and we're thinking, oh, gosh, I've got this great thing to do. You know, anything we get that's different from what we had becomes a great assignment for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the end of Matthew 28, the Word of God says, lo, I am with you always.
Always.
You know, and what I did, we looked at that lo, and when you get to your lo, you have to remember he's there. You're not
ahead,
by yourself
Pastor.
With that. He's with you. You know, and it got to the point where we've got to remember that we're low.
He's still
with us, you know. And we got to help each other, you know. I guess that's just the basis of what we were looking at. We've got to learn as pastors to help each other.
That's an awesome vision, and we're with you, Pastor. We want to do whatever our role and whatever our part is, you know, at the Heart of God, Baptist Church and Church Ministries and Pastors Aid CDC, you know, whatever our role is, you know, that's what we want to collaborate with Praise Covenant. And, you know, if we can get it out there and be a source or a network key, you know, that's what we want to do.
Well, I thank you because right now you just did it. You just did what we were talking about doing. You're sharing this with other pastors. You know,
and
there it is, right there.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. You know, you're getting ready to ordain your deacons. You've got to try to now come up with the deacon's manual. Hold up, if another church already has that set up, and you can take it and do what you need to do, that saves you of all of that work.
It sure does. And that's a relief.
Yeah, you can go on now and spend more time before the Lord to get ready to deal with the next part of the vision. But if this stumbling block keeps coming in on pastors, we never get to where God is trying to take us because we're still back here stumbling over something that's already done.
That's right. That was the name of my sermon today.
Oh, wow. It's already done. Yeah. You know, that's what we've got to realize, you know. All of this was done at the foundation.
Yeah.
We're just catching up with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've just got to realize it's out there. God's got it out there. But he's not going to give you an assignment he's not already completed.
Not at all. Not at all.
But so we've got to learn to help each other finish it.
You're welcome, and like I said, I thank you for your inspiration. You are the inspiration for Pastors A PDC, so we always got to give you good props. big shout out.
Bless God for this, because it's just been a burden on my heart, you know, that I'm watching so many pastors get to a place where they're ready to give up because they don't really have the help they need. Sometimes in membership, because membership fluctuates so much now.
Yes,
and the minute we think we're there, what we thought we had is gone.
Just that fact.
Yeah, we're relying on the membership when we need to be relying on each other.
Exactly. So we're going to get it out there, and like I said, once we get that foundation built and rely on God, you know, it's going to get out there, and it's going to reach people, and it's going to be on and buzzing, and it's going to be rolling in no time, and that's what we're looking forward to. So everybody needs to get ready, get on board, and get ready.
Yeah.
I'm
excited. I'm really excited.
I am too.
You know, the pastors that were there yesterday, they're all excited about it. And we have to realize it's not just pastors. You know, we have these various ministries that have things. We had yesterday Pastor Eric Teitelman, who's from House of David, and he comes with a gift based on his Jewish background as a Jewish Christian that can help us learn what that Old Testament means. What is that stuff? How do we get the temple
to
into the New
down.
Testament?
Right. To
you
break
know,
it down.
And these are resources that we're trying to set up so that he can come in and help you with that and teach it if you need to, or teach it to the pastors. So you don't have to rack your brain. We go through, yes, we must study to show ourselves approved unto God. That's true.
So we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No, when somebody's already studied.
Exactly.
And we're looking at trustworthy pastors who have studied, people who have placed time into these areas, you know.
And labored in the vineyard, exactly.
You know, and sometimes you just need somebody to come alongside you. I'm walking with you. We can do this together.
And that was inspiration.
A lot of small churches that are attempting to do these grand things with a small amount of people. Why not take those small churches together and we all do one thing?
That's what I'm talking about.
We all benefit from it, as opposed to everybody trying to, you know, you're going to go rent a place, get a venue, okay? If it costs you one thing and you bring in a different, you know, a group of pastors, that narrows your cost down, that allows you to bring in more people and to reach more people.
That's it.
So this is kind of what we're looking at.
We've been on the same page since earlier this year, so.
What we're looking at, too, is we have so many businesses in the kingdom that we're not pushing forward with the kingdom. You've got kingdom businesses that have to go out into the world. Why not pull those businesses back into the kingdom?
Exactly.
Where we can share with them and grow with them, you know.
Absolutely.
You're going out to the world when you've got it all right. When God made the kingdom, he put everything in it.
Everything
we need is right there. You know.
It's awesome.
I see you woke me up. Now you got me excited.
I'm always excited. When I was there Saturday and saw you and Bishop, you know, it was just because this was the vision for Pastors ACDC, and then to see you all bring this portion to it, it just, you know, I can't sleep at all anymore.
This is awesome. You know, just to watch God bring His people together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pastors need a support network. You know,
we
pastors
sure
need a support network.
And, we sure
and that's, that's part of what we're trying to develop too, just a support place for each other.
Not in it by ourselves, and you know, it's just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface, so. I'm buckling in and strapping in and ready to go and go for the ride.
Yeah. We're looking to sometime in November, we're looking to pull that thing meeting together so that we can go on and launch this thing forward at the first part of the year and be ready.
All right.
So
like the sermon said, it's already done.
That's it. Because, Lo, I'm with you always.
I'm with you always.
Even to the end of the earth.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. God said He's not going to leave us. So we can take this great commission and move on with it.
And move on. That's awesome. We're looking forward to you coming over next Sunday for Officers Day. We have the prayer warriors already praying that
I love it.
Lord, we use you in a mighty way, And as always, Pastor, we love you, and we pray your strength in the Lord, and thank God for revelation knowledge and, you know, praise covenant and the vision that has already been gone out and has been written on tables so those that read it can run. For the vision is for appointed time. It will come to pass. It will not lie, but it will come to pass.
So it, Terry. Wait on it.
Wait on it.
Yeah. He said, write the vision. Make it plain.
Yes, make it plain on table. That's right.
That was the first billboard. We're excited to come over and share with Heart of God. Just make sure Heart of God's mama there.
All right, now we're going to.
I love it. We're ready to come over and share with you. And I just thank you for taking the time to even think about bringing this forward on your radio station. I really thank you for that, Pastor Kason.
We're in this thing together. And
It's
time for it, Pastor. It really is. It's time for it. And, you know, you just
I don't
have
know if
to,
you were there you know, when Bishop came and when he was talking about the Adams family, were you there?
I missed that part.
Okay, what he was trying to show us was that what Bishop was saying to us was that if we begin to realize that we're sort of like the Adams family, even though the Adams family was a weird family, that's kind of how we are to everybody. We're weird, but they stayed together.
Yep.
All of them stayed together. But there was one member of the family that was different, and that was that hand that was in the box. He said that hand was disjointed. It was not connected to the rest of the family, so it appeared spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are as pastors if we're not connected to each other. We're like a spooky hand out there all by ourselves. You know, and we need to be connected to the rest of the family.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring the spooky hands in and put them back in with the rest of the family so that we can all nourish and, you know, take care of each other.
That's all right. That sounds like a October 31st message.
Oh, my.
The spooky hand of the church.
The spooky hand. The disconnected person. That's right. You're not connected to the family. And that's what we want to do. We're family. We got to come together.
Absolutely. And it's time, you know, the egos and, you're going to do this and you're going to do this and my church and this church. It's been long overdue for that to be time out.
You'll see, ego got to do just what it say. It got to go.
Because it's easing God out. That's ego's
there for. You got to let it go, yeah. You know, stop worrying about who's got what and all this stuff belongs to God. The earth is the Lord.
That's right.
You gotta,
that's it.
You know, I'm excited, and I am just watching God.
That's it. And he will do.
He's going to make this happen.
Exactly. So we just want to tell all of our listeners, get ready, as Bishop Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yeah. We're pulling BC and PG together.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to pull us together. Oh, come on. You know, if the Orioles and the Nets can run this together, we need to get the churches together. Pull them two together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about our local football team, the Washington team.
Oh,
I was at the game in the suite, and we were just talking about how it was different when we were at RFK Stadium compared to how it is at FedEx now. It's, must be that spooky hand. The team can't come together.
Oh, I tell you, stop trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
You end up out there all by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Pastor, we're not going to hold you any longer. We appreciate you coming on, and you know, this won't be the last time as you know, Praise Covenant Fellowship begins to start coming together with the D.C., Prince George's County area ministry. We definitely going to put it out there on the front page, on the broadcast, and get as many folks as we can involved to, you know, start blessing the kingdom and getting people involved. So, you know, we got you on the prayer line, and we're going to pray and know that, you know, it's already done. So we just want to give you a be encouraged as you go forward. I know it's a great undertaking, but, you know, that prayer of Jabez, you know, God has already enlarged the territory, and he already equipped you to be able to handle, you know, what the vision he has given you.
Bless you. I received that, and I just thank you. I will be emailing you some information. So that
okay.
You'll have a little more, I think, the PowerPoint presentation. I'll be going to email all of that out this week.
Okay.
To the pastors,
and we
that
can
there.
Present
and
it.
Any other pastors that, you know, want to become a part of this, any of them that are listening, please make sure you get that information and get it out to them. One of the churches that was there on yesterday is from North Carolina.
All right. That's right.
And
that's right.
They want to participate. So we're getting ready to set up a Skype system for them so that whenever we hold the meetings and everything, we can pull them right on in.
Come on now. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Awesome. All right, Pastor, well, we're going to let you go. But we look
all right.
To seeing
love you and
Sunday.
Love heart of God.
All right. Good talk to you.
All right, and you all have a blessed night, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we just thank Pastor Ross from Revelation Knowledge Ministries in Washington, D.C., her vision, along with Bishop Heber, Praise Covenant International Fellowship, bringing churches together for kingdom building. And some great vision was laid out on yesterday, and we are looking forward for it going forward. And as always, we say to God be the glory for all of the resources that he brings into our lives to help us and, you know, help us to live an abundant life, which brings wellness to our communities. So we're ready to take another break, and we're at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we ask, always, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call in 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can hit us at PACDC316. It's PACDC316. And it's also on Facebook at Pastors Aid, PASTORSAID. Be glad to hear from you. And also, if you want to get us our message in its entirety from tonight, approximately 15 to 20 minutes after the end of the broadcast, which is 9 o'clock, you will be able to get the message, the broadcast in its entirety If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid and scroll down to the on-demand section, approximately about 9:15, 9:20 tonight, you'll be able to get the entire broadcast in its entirety. As always, if you want to listen here and there, you can go at your leisure to that same address and scroll down to any part of or any section of or any past broadcast and listen to them in their entirety. I know sometimes we listen to 1 hour one part of the day and the next hour the other part of the day, but we just appreciate you tuning in and listening here. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody?
Not in it alone, not in it by ourselves.
and that we should realize that there are resources and people out there that are willing and able to help. And if we just continue to, you know, be blessed and trust God, be blessed by Him, that we would, you know, seek that assistance, and that the assistance will be provided for us. So that's the conversation tonight. If you have a testimony or something you would like to say about how someone did some random acts of kindness towards you, or you did some random acts of kindness toward them, you can call in. The number is 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're going to try to get another person on the line here. Just ask them about some random acts of kindness and things that people have done for them, or things that they've done for others in order to just make our community just a little bit better. Hello? Is this Minister Sykes?
This is Minister Sykes? Yes.
How you doing? This is Pastor Kayson.
How you doing, Pastor Kayson?
I'm doing well. Trying to check on you, see how you doing. We're on the radio tonight, and we were talking about, you know, letting people know that they're not in this thing by themselves. And we know you were having some challenges with your leg, and we just wanted to let you know that you're not in this by yourself.
And Thank you so much.
Prayers, and thoughts of kindness and healing are going up for you even as you speak.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
We just encouraging everyone tonight to know that we're not in this by ourselves, and you know that, you know, we have to assist others, and you know, others have to assist us, because, you know, no one lives for themselves, no one dies for themselves. We're in this thing together.
That's right.
We just want to reach out to you and see how you are doing, and, you know, possibly see if there's anything that you knew or know of where you've done some acts of kindness to someone, where you just did it and didn't expect anything back. You just did it because it was the right thing to do.
Oh, yes, I've done that several times. Yes, I have.
I miss
April. April was one of the ministers in our church, April Brown.
Yeah.
And there were some things that April had asked me to do for her. And I did those things for her, but I wasn't looking for anything in return.
Right.
Minister Grover, he's gone on now to be with the Lord, but, you know, I assisted him in doing some things, but, you know, it's just out of the goodness of my heart.
Right.
You know, because I look at it like this. I have children, and maybe someday somebody might have to help one of my kids. Who knows?
Right. And that's good to know that, you know, that is a part of our human makeup, that we want to help each other,
that's right.
In us to help and assist each other. And you know, there are some bad eggs out there, and that you know, think only about themselves.
Uh-huh.
But a greater portion of people are acting like in the image of God, and they will do things, you know, to aid and to assist. And not even think about, you know, charging anybody, but it's just because it's the right thing to do.
That's right.
And I believe that all of us have been recipients of, you know, just random acts of kindness. People just did stuff. They didn't have to do it, but they did it, you know, out of the kindness or the goodness of their heart.
That's right. And that's showing that you have the heart of God.
And like you said, that comes from God, and that's something that's internal in, you know, His people, that we have the capacity to be able to do that. So what do you think the world would be like if more people acted that way?
I think if more people acted that way in the world, we would have more love and more unity within the body of Christ and within the world.
Absolutely. And what would that look like as far as in
in the school system or in the church itself, because sometimes people don't treat each other well in the church.
That's true. You're absolutely right. There are some people in the church that that don't treat you well. But even though they don't treat you well, it's not an excuse for you not to treat them well. We have to still show love to one another.
Absolutely. And you know, in the school system, we're talking about, you know, trying to let the young people know that, you know, they're not in this by themselves. They got people there that love and care for them and trying to help them.
That's right.
And, you know, they really should be, you know, looking for that help and not think they're by themselves. Sometimes foolish pride gets in the way and you miss your blessing. But,
that's right.
There's so many resources out there to help young people in school, you know, like their counselors, their teachers. But I think sometimes they hesitate because they don't want to look uncool to their peers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then, too, a lot of times I think they hesitate because they really don't know whether or not they can trust this person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a trust factor in it also.
Right.
That the young people have to be able to know that they can really trust you.
Right, they have that comfort level.
Uh-huh.
Where they can open up and share.
Right.
Absolutely. I was looking at some pictures today from 1999.
Uh-huh.
Of the youth that were at Canaan Baptist Church when we were together down in the fellowship hall at Canaan Baptist Church, and I was looking at the pictures of all the little ones who have grown up now.
Oh, yes, they're grown now.
And I saw the pictures. I saw the picture of you. I saw the picture of myself. But you haven't changed. You still have the same look, the same beautiful smile and face. I got old.
I have not gotten old. That's a figment of your imagination.
I'm old, Lord.
Well, you
but,
know, if you've gotten old, you know I've aged some, too. So, you know, we all have aged some.
You look the same. You look the same. But that's because God is taking good care of you, honey. He's taking real good care of you.
Oh, yes,
and,
he is.
What, you know, What I was looking at, and I was like, you know, we've been in this thing together, even as far as 1998, I think it was, when I came to Canaan, and even before then.
Uh-huh.
But I just thank God for you always being there to help and assist and do whatever it takes in ministry, and that's really a blessing, and that you really show that I'm not in it by myself by having you there to help is
right.
A blessing, and I just want to thank you for that because I don't even have to worry about it, and that's something where when you're in ministry and you have someone that's there that you don't have to worry about it, that just frees and takes so much of a load and burden off you that,
it does.
You know, it's priceless, and just want to thank you for that, and
thank you
for being there.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, because you are an excellent pastor. I realize that, and I thank you so much, you know, for allowing me to just be able to glean the wisdom that God has given you, and to be able to not literally sit at your feet, but spiritually sit at your feet and be able to be taught the Word of God.
Well, it's been a great relationship. Like I said, when I went back to those pictures, I was like, wow, she's still right there. And I was like, man, we've been ministering for a minute.
Yes, I've lost count. I don't even count no more. I don't even count the years anymore. I've lost count.
It's been a minute, and you know, even with, you know, the love of your husband who's deceased now,
mm-hmm.
you know, just his embrace of me and Tawana and the family,
right.
just awesome. And that just goes to the subject that we're talking about tonight, that we're not in it by ourselves, you know.
That's
and
right.
We shouldn't feel that we're in it by ourselves, because there's people that God places in our lives along the way that will encourage us and help us along the way. And,
that's right.
And to sometimes, you know, that depression will try to get in or come in or slip in and say, you're just in it by yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping you. Nobody thinks nobody cares about you.
That's a lie.
That's straight from
the pit of hell.
That's right. It's a lie.
Yeah.
Because,
that's right.
You know, God will never leave us nor forsake us, and he uses people and places people around us to help us. And, you know, we're not in this thing by ourselves. And there's good people, there's decent, there's kind people, there's sincere that will assist you in ways that you couldn't even imagine.
That's right.
So we are definitely never in this thing by ourselves.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. So we just pray your strength in the Lord, and we know that God has touched and healed your body in the past, and
we know that
he's the same God. He does not change.
That's right. Absolutely.
He does not change. And he's gonna take care of whatever might be ailing you right now.
That's right.
We trust and believe that, and we receive that right even as we speak right now.
Amen. In Jesus' name, absolutely.
Amen. So we're going to let you get back. We didn't want to hold you too long, but just wanted to touch base with you.
Thank you so much.
Pray that you have an awesome week this week.
And I pray likewise for you all, too.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right. We had some great, great conversations tonight as we're getting close to the end of our time tonight. It was a blessing to go back see some of those pictures of Minister Sykes and I when we were in the youth church, the King Baptist Church in Northwest Washington, D.C. So we were youth minister there in 1998, I believe it was. But she was there assisting the youth right there. And the pictures, like I said, she hadn't changed. I look like I got old, but she hasn't changed. And just a blessing to be able to go back and see where God has brought us from and see all the young people that have grown up and have become fine young adults. And, you know, that again, you know, we're not in this thing by ourselves. You know, young people needed us, and we needed the young people. And, again, we all need each other to get along the correct way. And you know, don't be discouraged and, all the time on the news, you see the negative and the bad things, and the shootings and the killings and the different types of mayhem that goes on and the wars and the rumors of war. And those things are reported day in, day out, and you know, we're bombarded with negativity. You know, always the lead story, and you know, it's very rare that you see the good story as the first headline story. Because of the ratings and the money that, you know, goes along with the whole broadcasting industry. And too many times you don't see the ordinary day-to-day guy or ordinary day-to-day lady and men that go about doing, you know, these random acts of kindness and looking out for each other every day. That's really who, you know, this world, our countries, that's who we are. And you know, we don't get that much play, we don't get that much publicity, in all the highlights, the fancy stuff, the doomsday things, the bad news things, they get all the play. But there are people who go out every day and, you know, look out for themselves, look out for their families, look out for their neighbors, and just do it day in and day out. And, you know, that's who God made us. That's the image of God. That response, that makeup in us comes from our Creator. And we are just glad that, you know, that is a characteristic that humans have, because it would be a miserable, messed up world. A miserable, messed up world if we couldn't get along with each other or didn't have concern for each other. I mean, genuine concern, you know, even, you know, strangers, you have genuine concern. You don't want to see them any hurt, harm, or danger to happen to them, or to get hurt, or to have adverse effects from something. When tragedies strike across the United States, where, you know, FEMA, Emergency Management Association, goes in and you know, they bring in, you know, resources from all over the United States, whether it's search and rescue dogs, cadaver dogs, or these crews come in and search through rubble or whatever it is. You know, they're coming in to help the local state and local government to, you know, do a search and rescue or recovery. And, you know, they're not in it alone. You know, there's a time where the federal government will come in and provide assistance. You know, when the states declare, you know, a state of emergency, they're not alone. There's, you know, the rest of the company, you know, puts these resources together to come and to assist and to aid and whatever it is to, you know, help the lives of those who've been affected adversely, from whether it's tornadoes, whether it's thunder or lightning or flooding or hurricanes or earthquakes or whatever it is. But, you know, that one, when the good of people really comes out, when they see other people in desperate need or struggling, that people would jump in and be of assistance and be of aid to others. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about being selfish. It's not about just looking out for yourself, but it's about understanding when we all do well, you know, when we all are experiencing wellness, then it makes better for a better community in its entirety. And, you know, that's what we really need to continue to strive for every day. And if you do that, if we continue to do that, and that's not to say that, you know, people aren't doing that, but there could be more people doing it. But if we continue to do that and exemplify that, we believe it will be contagious and it will catch on. So we encourage everyone to talk to your friends, talk to your family about it, talk to whoever you can talk to about it. Let them know they're not alone. Let them know that, you know, you love them and you want to do some things for them and that would you know, help them along the way. And you'll be surprised how big of a difference it will make in their lives. They will never forget you, and they will begin to see how you bless them, and then they will begin to start blessing others and start encouraging others to be able to get involved in doing similar things. And it's exciting things that people talk about tonight, and we're wanting to implement many of these things. And so we're going to be talking about it from time to time and letting you know how things have gone. All right, we're getting close to the end of our show. I just want to let everybody know this coming Thursday, my brother's keeper from the New Birth Baptist Church will be at Heart of God Baptist Church. Beginning at 8 o'clock, we'll be doing our Bible study and interactivity with my brother's keeper. 7 o'clock that night, we'll be having a refreshment dinner for those who want to come to the studio and experience the show live. On Thursday, we get there at 7, we'll have the meals and food set up, and then at 8 o'clock, we'll go into the broadcast with Sheila G., my co-host, and myself, and also biblical expert, Reverend Dr. William Gregory, pastor of the Heart of God Baptist, of the New Birth Baptist Church in Northwest Washington, D.C. So we're excited about that on Thursday night. We're calling it T-Nuts. There's nothing new under the sun. It's a family-style Bible study where we just interact and talk about the Word and how it's applicable to our lives. And we are excited. This will be our fifth one. We call it our fifth pilot. We thank God for everyone who's gone back in the archives and listened to it. Some great things, some great conversations. We're talking about the fall of man, and this Thursday when they're talking about not only the fall of man, but the consequences of the fall. So it's going to be an interesting show. So please, man, please, sir, if you get a chance to tune in this Thursday at 7. We won't be broadcast until 8. This Thursday at 8, we'll be broadcasting from 8 to 9. There's nothing new under the sun, which is our family-style Bible study. And then we will be back on that Friday night. Again, ministering. So we've got a lot of stuff going on Thursday, Saturday also in October. October, we'll have our October free day where we're giving away clothing to the community. We're giving out hot dogs, giving out food, some warmer clothes that we're going to have out in the parking lot. So just get ready, and we'll keep everyone up to date on what's going on and times are going to be going on. October free day will be the third Saturday, and the date of that is the 20th of October, and we're usually out there from 11 to 3. So if you want to come to 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, building 205 and 206 will be out there in the parking lot, giving away clothing, free hot dogs, ministering to people, talking to people, praying with people, whatever they need. You're invited to come out and participate in that. It's October 20th will be our October free day, and we're looking for a great time. And again, Men of Praise will be at Heart of God on Thursday. They will be ministering in music and song, and that will begin at 8 o'clock on Thursday, going from 8 to 9. If you want to get there at the church and get something to eat, you can come from 7 to 9. Again, that address is 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. You can come down to building 205 and 206. We'll be right out in the parking lot on the October free day. We'll be eating dinner at 7 and word at 8 on Thursday night. So if you need to come on out, get some word. We're working out the final bugs in the audio system. We got a big part worked out today, and we're going to be testing it out on Thursday. And once all of those come together, we're going to be putting There's Nothing New Under the Sun on the YouTube station, and you'll be able to get the entire Bible study in its entirety, the visual part of it. And, we'll definitely make sure that the audio part is available at blogtalkradio.com/PastorZabe. So we're getting close to the end. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can hit us at PastorZabeCDC316. Also at PastorZabe at Facebook, PastorZabe. And we'll be glad to hear from you and get you a part of the conversation. But tonight's show was a great show. Thanks for everyone for taking their time to talk to us. But again, do some random acts of kindness to let people know that they're not in it by themselves. And you remember that you're not in it by yourself also. And go about asking folks and people in your community, you know, to get together and just start doing some things to let people know that we're in this thing together and that we should work together so that we all can experience wellness in our community. And it'll be a better place for you and I to live. And so with that, we're going to sign off. But again, as always, now that you have the resources, you need to get connected. We want everyone to have a great night. We look forward to seeing you on hearing from you on Thursday night and Friday night of this week. God bless, and we will talk to you soon.